At this point, you are dealing with what? You had a call from somebody who called you, and what was the complaint?
Right. We had a parent who lives in the Edgewood High School District whose child pointed out to them that this Facebook site existed. When the parent apparently observed the site, they obviously saw it for what it was. They contacted police. Uniformed deputies had responded to the house. They saw the website, or excuse me, they saw the Facebook page, rather. They contacted detectives from the Harford County Child Advocacy Center, which is the unit that is responsible for investigating child sex abuse and child sex exploitation crimes. And based on a discussion between the officer and the detectives, what was being displayed on the Facebook site at that point in time, while again, obviously upsetting to, and would be upsetting to parents, did not appear to be illegal. But what they saw was that there was more than a dozen girls believed to be students at the Edgewood High School, posed in various stages of undressed or in pictures where they were displayed nude.
Was this on a somebody a Facebook page of one of them or of a friend or obviously a personal page and not a school page?
Right. It was not a school page. It is believed to be a page that was created somebody. And of course, there was evidence on the page that detectives will look at where there were certain aliases being used that may help us identify the creator of the page. But the page certainly had no school affiliation. There was no other identifying marks or characteristics of the page that would obviously tell us who created the page. But clearly a personal Facebook page, and we'll take a look at the aliases, the alias names that were mentioned, and see if we can determine who's created the page.
In the case of a high school student who posts a picture of a friend or somebody else of the same age, underage, what are the legal ramifications of that?
Well, at this point in time, from what I can understand, this Facebook page did not meet the criteria necessary, the legal criteria necessary for police to investigate this as child pornography. What we believe the more likely scenario is that these young women had taken these pictures, possibly shared them with a friend, boyfriend, girlfriend, and then these photos may have been shared again and then posted. So again, the pictures in and of themselves, how they are depicted on the screen, do not appear to be illegal. So we do not have a crime. Had there been other elements of child pornography, such as the impact of having maybe a sexual act appeared, or touching, or certain requirements that meet that, this could have been a far different outcome.
You're warning the parents.
Right. This is very important. As Steve, as you and I discussed off air, the parents and kids, I think people understand the digital nature of society, and they understand what it means from a social aspect. But I think our teens are failing to realize that when they post these pictures, they are doing them sometimes with the belief and trust that who they're sharing them with aren't going to share them with anyone else. And that's not necessarily the case. And I think parents and kids both need to be aware that when this happens, these images are around forever. Had this occurred 20 years ago, oftentimes photos and papers are lost or they decay with age. With the digital society we have today, these kinds of images will remain forever, and they have far-reaching effects.